Gilchrist moves over behind Kemp. He goes back to pass again. Runs out to the right.
Still on his feet. Now throws. It's good to Lofton.
At the 10. At the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown!
The John Murphy Show is on the air.
Fires that way. Picked off. Intercepted. It is Kiko Alonso. He stepped right in front of it.
Hear all the action, all the excitement of Buffalo Bills football. Right here on
The John Murphy Show.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, supplying natural gas and electricity to thousands of homes and businesses across Western New York.
This is pandemonium!
10-yard line, 5, into the end zone, touchdown, Leonis Furman!
This is The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome to The John Murphy Show podcast for this Wednesday, September 25th. First day of the practice week as the Bills get set to go up against the defending Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens. The 1-2 Bills, the 2-1 Ravens coming up this Sunday. Sellout at Ralph Wilson Stadium. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. We're on podcast tonight because of hockey on the radio tonight. Back live with radio tomorrow night. Among our guests tomorrow, Corey Graham, Buffalo native, Turner Kara High School, defensive back, won a Super Bowl ring with the Baltimore Ravens last year. He'll be on with us tomorrow night. Thurman Thomas makes his regular Thursday night appearance with us tomorrow on the radio. Tonight on the show, here's what we've got. We're going to review what went on at Bills practice today and take you into the locker room, some of the interviews that went on there, some comments from head coach Doug Marone. That's coming up tonight. We sit down with Manny Lawson, outside linebacker, strong side linebacker for the Bills, a career high 14 tackles for him this past Sunday against the New York Jets. He's done a pretty good job of setting the edge for that Buffalo defense. We'll ask Manny about that, what it means when people say you got to set the edge, and how he's done a good job of that. But all that being said, the Buffalo Bills' run defense is not very solid this year. We'll ask him about that as well. The Bills against the run this year defensively are 30th in the league, so third from the bottom in the league. A little bit better in average yard per rush, but 30th overall in rushing yards against. We'll get into that with Manny Lawson when he joins us tonight. And we'll talk a little bit about the Baltimore Ravens. We'll talk about a quarterback switch going on in the NFL outside of Buffalo. All of that coming up tonight on the podcast. Thank you very much for joining, tuning in tonight. And we'll start with the news of the day here from One Bills Drive, the Kumho Tire Daily Rundown, brought to you by Dunn Tire and Kumho Tires, the official tire of the Buffalo Bills. They're ready to give Dunn Tire customers an exclusive offer. You can get a $50 instant rebate plus a free Bills cap with a purchase of 4 Kumho brand tires. Visit DunnTire.com for details. Kumho Tires, let's go. The injury list is long and troubling for the Buffalo Bills today, this Wednesday, first day of the practice week. On the positive side, I guess we should start with that. C.J. Spiller, full practice. He left the game last Sunday with that quad muscle contusion, but he went through a full practice today, so that's good. Full practice today for guard Doug Ligurski. His first real work since he got hurt with the knee injury. Full practice for him today. Limited practice for Jairus Byrd, still struggling with plantar fasciitis in both feet. Limited practice for Marcell Dareus, who left the game last Sunday with an ankle injury. But not practicing today, some big names for the Bills, including Stevie Johnson, who seemed to battle a hamstring pull all day long last Sunday. He did not practice today. Mario Williams did not practice today with an ankle sprain that he came up with last Sunday. Kyle Williams did not practice today. He had that Achilles injury that, of course, he underwent surgery on in the offseason. The Bills decided to give him a day of rest. Marquise Goodwin did not practice today with his hand injury. As you know, Alex Carrington is on the injured reserve list. His season is over. Leotis McKelvin did not practice today. He has that hamstring pull suffered last Sunday. Craig Urbick with a knee did not practice today. Defensive back Ron Brooks, defensive back Stephon Gilmore, kicker Dustin Hopkins, who have yet to practice since they've all been hurt, also did not practice today. A long injury list for the Bills today, especially in the defensive backfield. With Ron Brooks out, Stephon Gilmore has been out. Leotis McKelvin, you'd have to think, is going to be a question mark with his hamstring pull. Jairus Byrd, limited today. Who knows when he'll be back. The injuries are piling up on this Buffalo Bills roster, especially in the secondary. And head coach Doug Marone was asked if he's concerned about all those injuries in the defensive backfield.
I believe you're specifically unsettled from a standpoint of the back end, right? The secondary.
Well, Kyle, too.
We're going to be, yeah, we're fine there. Yeah, we're fine up front.
The back end.
Yeah, the back end. The back end, you know, what we're doing is, you know, obviously, you know, Leotis is in the mix still, okay, and it's day to day. So while he's not out there, we're going through different combinations, you know, being obviously, A, ready for him to come back, you know, different combinations of players. different combinations of schematics, you know, man zone, matchups, things like that, and seeing what the best thing, you know, for us or gives us the best opportunity to be successful. So that process is really going to be, you know, day to day as we go into practice and evaluating it afterwards. We do have the great thing about it is we do have a lot of flexibility, you know, with Aaron.
Part of that is Aaron, right?
Absolutely. I mean,
because you've got Jimmy Leonard and Searcy who play.
Jimmy, Searcy, Duke, you know, Duke Williams out there. And then, you know, we have, you know, the corners and Aaron can go back and forth and Leotis is still in the mix. So, you know, it's exciting because, you know, people are going to have an opportunity, you know, and see what they can do.
When you look at that situation, Aaron being a third-year guy who did play 2 years a corner, is it almost frightening to think that, you know, Burton, Adams, Nickel really have not had much experience? Do you almost have to think that Aaron has to be your guy if Leotis can't play?
At corner.
I don't know if I would ever say, you know, he has to be that guy. I really haven't thought of it that way yet. Okay, so, but I'm not saying I wouldn't be thinking that way maybe later on in the week. You know, like I said, I think I'm at a point where, you know, I feel good. I think the way I look at the situation is I really think Aaron Williams was developing into a really, really good safety. You know what I'm saying? In this league, one of the, you know, a potential top tier type safety for us. And, you know, moving him back to corner and watching him play. And I don't think, you know, it's difficult for me because I don't think people realize it's obviously much different that those two positions, you know, and he went in the game and you watch what he did, you know, when they threw the ball his way. I mean, he was in real, very good tight coverage of a position that he hasn't played in a long time, and up on the ball in somebody's face and going. So, you know, for him to do that, I look at it as, hey, we're losing that development from that situation where we think that's where we know that's where he'll be, you know, with us back there. But
go ahead. I was just going to say, how do you pick up Justin Rogers from last week?
I think you know what? We're all competitors in this game, and this is not the, you know, Justin Rogers is not the first player to have a poor game. And the one thing about it is that, you know, he's on this team, he's out there practicing, and like I said, you know, after the game, the one thing that I appreciate is, you know, competing. You know, it would be different if he fell down, if he wasn't near the player, couldn't do it, but, you know, he's right there to make that play. And we know it's very close, and we just keep pushing him to be able to do that. This sport, you have to be so mentally tough, especially at corner. You know, the two positions when you're out on islands, people will talk about corner and left tackle. You know, you got to be able to forget and come back the next play, because if you can't, you're not going to really last in this league. And I think that's something that we all know. So, you know, he's got to shake it off. He went out there today, competed his butt off, and that's what we expected from him.
Might this be the week that Jarris Bird might finally wake up and say that he'll feel good?
Well, I don't want to use words like, you know, wake up and things like that, okay? But I would rather say he's working extremely hard to get back. And, you know, again, I keep going back to that same statement I've said because it's the truth. You know, it's a condition, you know, that, you know, we haven't been able to get over this one last hurdle. And I think when we get over the one last hurdle, he'll be ready to go.
Doug Marrone, head coach, talking today to the media after the afternoon, midday practice anyway, here at One Bills Drive. Again, he does not really know when Jarris Bird might be ready. Justin Rogers, who is healthy but is coming off a very difficult day against the New York Jets last Sunday. They seemed to have him in their sights last Sunday and made some big plays over Justin Rogers' side. To his credit, Justin Rogers met with the media after practice today, and he was asked if he's able to put last Sunday's performance behind him.
Yeah, I think I've been able to for the most part. You know, I mean, it was unfortunate, you know what I'm saying? I was kind of hard on myself, but, you know, the thing about this game is you got to move on. And I think my teammates and especially coaches, they really been pushing me to move on. And so with them, you know, behind me telling me to move on, you know, short-term memory and, you know, getting out there today to be able to practice kind of put it behind me.
Looking at the film and being the competitor that you are, where do the adjustments have to come?
Just mostly technique, eyes, it's stuff that's easily correctable, you know, being in position, just getting my head around. And when it comes down to it, it's just making plays. You know, you got to get off the field. And it's stuff that's not something that's serious, I mean, but it's just little technique, getting my head around and getting my eyes in the right position.
How much does it boost your spirits when you have a whole new set of assignments? You know, it's almost like you can flush that game plan last week, you know, down, because you got a whole new set of responsibilities this week, right?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, that's a part of moving on. You know, that game is one that kind of got away from us, and but you can't do nothing about it. It's just now looking at film on the Ravens, preparing for the Ravens, preparing for their receivers.
Coach was saying that, you know, when you get victimized by a team, you got to expect the next team to come after you. But he sees that as an opportunity, mm-hmm. not a problem. How do you look at it?
Yeah, it's definitely an opportunity to make plays. I mean, this game is about making plays when you look at it. So the more opportunities you get, the more times, you know, you get thrown at, there's more opportunity to make a play. So you got to accept the challenge.
And it could be quite a challenge, too, with Joe Flacco flinging it downfield. Really, probably the strongest arm in the NFL, Baltimore Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco. And he has some targets downfield as well. So it's going to be, you know, you would think we'll see if McKelvin is ready to play. We'll see how they put that secondary together. They had different looks at combinations today. Sounds like Aaron Williams is getting set to play some corner. He did say in the locker room after practice today that he did practice at the cornerback spot today. And, of course, that's where he was once McKelvin went out last Sunday. We'll see how they line up. Jim Leonard provides some flexibility back there, as you heard Doug Marrone say. They have Denoris Searcy can play some safety and maybe move Aaron Williams up to play some corner. But that will all evolve as the week moves along. Well, we've talked about the struggles defensively for the Bills, struggles stopping the run. They are having trouble running the football as well, at least on a consistent basis. They are the fifth best rushing team in the National Football League so far. A lot of that comes in big chunks of yardage, which count. No question about that. It counts. C.J. Spiller, we mentioned he got in full practice today after leaving last Sunday with his little injury, but full practice today after the quad muscle pull, and he seems like he's ready to go, and he seems eager to go. And Spiller admitted when he talked to reporters in the locker room today that this Buffalo running game definitely needs a boost. They've got to get going on a more consistent basis.
Like you say, it's kind of been like a little roller coaster. Ain't been consistent, and that's what you really want. So we just got to take what they give us and don't force it. I think that was really my big improvement from week one to week two, is that I went back to just being patient and not looking for that big run, but just letting it just happen. And Freddie on his play, he just did a great job of just keeping his legs alive. You know, you continue to play through the whistle, and obviously, you know, those guys stopped, or they thought they had him stuffed, and he just kept it alive, and he was able to seal a seam and get a big run. So the biggest thing for us is just don't force it. Just let it happen.
You guys knew as running backs that you had a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
And it was going to fall to you guys to produce for him early. Has it been a disappointment 3 weeks in from a running back and running game standpoint?
Well, numbers-wise, I guess you can say that. But, I mean, we understand that it is going to take some time. And we just got to get a feel for, you know, what's going on. I can only speak for myself. It's just take what they give me. Don't try to get that big one every time, and just be satisfied with a 1 to 2 yard gain. But we definitely got to take some pressure off our quarterback, and we know that. And the team's going to continue to do what they do until until our passing game get up to par. Not saying that it's down, but until, you know, teams really feel like, hey, this guy can actually beat us with his arm too. So until that happen, team's going to continue to put more in there. And just our job just to take what they give us and make those extra guys miss, I guess you can say.
How much pressure do you feel is on you? Because we heard Russ Brennan on the radio today said the running game needs to get better. We just heard Doug Marrone, E.J. Manuel say running game needs to get better. Do you feel under pressure right now?
Nope.
C.J., what about just how you felt today? I know you wanted to test your explosiveness and being able to drive off that leg. Coach said you were a full participant today.
I was, and they did it. You know, I kind of had a good little number count what I was going through. And the biggest thing, I wasn't hesitant. And that was really going to be my biggest mental hurdle, was I going to be hesitant on my cut. And I wasn't. I was able to push off it. Still some soreness in there, not completely where I wanted to be. But, you know, I think by Sunday, I think it'll be completely gone. It's just one of those days where yesterday it felt a certain way, and today I woke up and it felt great. So we're going to see how it reacts to tomorrow once I wake up, and if it's good to go, I'll practice again.
C.J. Spiller, full practice today for the Buffalo Bills, and we'll see what his practice status is tomorrow. So that's the word from the Buffalo locker room, a midday practice today. They'll do it again tomorrow. Down in Baltimore, they've got a lengthy injury list as well. Not practicing for the Baltimore Ravens, wide receiver Jacoby Jones. He was out of practice with a knee injury. Wide receiver Marlon Brown, pretty productive undrafted free agent rookie, did not practice with a neck injury. Defensive tackle Terrence Cody did not practice today with his knee. Running back Sean Drone did not practice with an ankle injury. Backup center Ryan Jensen missing practice with a foot. And backup linebacker defensive end Purdell McPhee missing practice with a knee injury. Limited practice today, including Ray Rice, who missed last week with a hip injury. Got in limited work today, but Rice says he should be able to play on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. The Ravens have been in the spotlight because of an incident earlier this week on Jacoby Jones and his late-night mishap when he got hit over the head by a champagne bottle in a party bus. Baltimore Ravens legend Ray Lewis said his former team needed some help in the leadership department. Well, one of the Ravens leaders, Joe Flacco, the quarterback, didn't like that. Flacco's comments today via the Baltimore Sun: Ray knows better than that. Things happen. I think we're usually a pretty good team with stuff like that. If you look around the league, there are probably a lot of leadership problems. And like I said, Ray knows better. I think he's right. Based on Ray Lewis's history, he does know better as far as late-night incidents. And Joe Flacco, to his credit, shot back at Ray Lewis for his criticism of the team. Around the National Football League, some other quarterback news today. Mike Glennon has been named the new quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They have replaced Josh Freeman. Freeman has been benched in favor of the rookie Mike Glennon from North Carolina State. So Glennon will start Sunday when the Bucs host the Arizona Cardinals. Mike Glennon talked to the media in Tampa Bay today and talked about taking over that team as a rookie.
As a quarterback, you have to take control of the huddle regardless how old you are. It doesn't matter if you've been in the league for 10 years or it's your first year. They're still counting on you to be the guy and be the guy that lead them to victory. So that's what I have to do, is I have to be that guy regardless of age. Luckily, we do have a lot of vets, especially up front and then with Vincent and stuff. So those guys are further along than me, obviously, and they know how to handle things on their own. But I still have to be in charge when I'm in that huddle.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, this is what I prepared my whole life for. I'm excited about it. Can't wait. I've prepared ever since I can remember. Growing up, this is what I dreamed of doing. This is what I worked for, and I'm really excited about it.
There's a lot of talk before the season about Josh Freeman's second year and Mike Sullivan. You've only had a few weeks in Mike Sullivan's offense. How will you be prepared to go out there and run this offense after such a short period of time?
The thing I was most fortunate with is I ran a pro-style offense in college, so I have 5 years of a NFL-like offense under my belt. Not the same terminology, not the exact same plays, but as an 18-year-old, I was running NFL concepts, and you watch college football, and that's not as common nowadays. So I was very fortunate to have had a great quarterback coach and offensive coordinator at NC State that kind of helped prepare me before I got here. And once I got here, I really dove into the playbook. Like I said, all the coaches, Dan, Josh, all those guys have been a huge help for me, just building my knowledge of our offense and just football, the game itself.
Mike Glennon, third-round pick out of North Carolina State, big, tall passer, 6'7" tall. We had a chance to talk to him way back in January at the Senior Bowl. The rookie has been named the new starting quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, replacing Josh Freeman. Freeman's been on shaky ground, 24 wins, 35 losses since he took over as starter midway through the 2009 season, his rookie season. And Josh Freeman had some off-field issues as well. He made headlines when he missed the team photo because he overslept. And then a couple of days later, he was not selected as a team captain for the first time since his rookie year. So Mike Glennon takes over as the new quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Status quo in Cleveland. Buffalo's next opponent, Brian Hoyer, who led the Browns to victory last week, will make his second straight start at quarterback against the rival Cincinnati Bengals this week. He'll do it at home. Brian Hoyer, the Cleveland kid. Rob Chuchinski said Hoyer will start again for the injured Brandon Whedon coming back from his sprained right thumb. Hoyer filled in for Whedon last Sunday, threw three touchdown passes in Minnesota as the Browns beat the Vikings 31-27. Hoyer's numbers in that game, 30 of 54 for 321 yards. And Brian Hoyer gets his second consecutive start when the Browns host Cincinnati coming up this Sunday. And there you go, the rundown of the day, the Kumho Tire Daily Rundown, brought to you by Dunn Tire and Kumho Tires. Coming up, Manny Lawson, Bills outside linebacker, strong side linebacker. He'll be in studio with us to talk about his 100th career NFL game. and his approach to this week's game coming up against the Baltimore Ravens. Manny Lawson up next on the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. My friends at NOCO have an 80th anniversary deal for you. When you replace your old natural gas and electric bill with a sensible new local energy program from NOCO, you get a $25 American Express gift card free. That's their way of thanking you for supporting a local family-owned company. NOCO has put together customized plans that deliver flexibility and value beyond their competitors. So let NOCO's experience guide you when it comes to choosing the right natural gas and electric supplier for your home. Whether it's their fixed price plan that locks in the energy prices to avoid costly fluctuations, or their variable plan based on the market, chances are NOCO has the right program for you, and you'll save on taxes and fees that you would typically pay with the utility. NOCO's even made switching from your current energy supplier hassle-free. All you got to do is log on to NOCO.com, click natural gas or electric, and hit enroll now, and your energy service will transition seamlessly. So what are you waiting for? Call 888-630-NOCO or log on to NOCO.com today. And remember to mention the promo code Murphy to claim your free $25 American Express gift card. Offers valid for new customers only.
This is the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to John Murphy Show from One Bills Drive. We're presented by NOCO, and joining us in studio in his eighth season in the league, we've got linebacker Manny Lawson with us. Thanks for coming by.
No problem at all. Thank you for having me.
I asked you this earlier today. Are you aware? I think you are now. Are
now
you?
I am.
This is your 100th NFL game. That's a milestone of sorts, isn't it?
Man, telling you. Yeah, it goes by fast. It goes by really fast. I can still remember my rookie year. I can still remember my my draft party that my family threw for me. I mean, it's like, that seems like it was yesterday compared to what it is, compared to today. And being today that it's, this Sunday is going to be on 100 game. It goes by fast. It's amazing.
They're going to stop the game right after the first play? No, they're not.
Nah, that's too much.
But this is, I think this is equally, if not more, significant, I think. You've played in 77 consecutive games. You haven't missed much time during your career.
Not at all. You know, I enjoy being on the field. It's fun. I mean, I've been doing this since I was a kid, and now I get to be an even bigger kid. And, you know, just to be out there with the guys, the camaraderie that we build, you know, off the field and in training season and workouts and off season, you know, to be out there and actually, you know, underneath the lights with those guys, it's a lot of fun.
You've had some big games. You played in big games, playoff games, you know, with the Niners, with the Bengals. And you had a good game this past Sunday in the losing cause at the Jets. 14 tackles, though. That's a career high for you, right?
Yeah, that is. I guess that would be.
Tell me about that. What you saw in the Jets game and why things seemed to go pretty well for you.
Oh, man. I really don't know. I have to give credit to my other 10 guys that's out there. You know, some of them taking on double team blocks, allowing me to be free. You know, our DBs doing amazing coverage, you know, the scheme that we have, you know, doing what I'm told and being in the right position to make a play.
It started out well. The first play from scrimmage, a 2-yard loss on Chris Ivory, and that was one of several plays where it seemed like you stopped the running backs either at the line of scrimmage or for a small loss.
I think it all goes back just to having fun. You know, when we're out there, we have fun, and I get to have fun hitting people.
Let's talk about your position now. A strong side linebacker, and one of the jobs I think they ask you to do is set the edge.
Correct.
Against the run. Yeah. Talk about that and the techniques that you use to set the edge defensively.
You have to have your feet. You have to have your feet right and great hand placement. The way I look at it is a fist fight. You know, you want to at least get the hit in first before somebody else does. So, you know, I try to get my hands on, you know, the tight end or the tackle before they can get their hands on me. And just for the most part, just drive them back in the backfield. You know, take them off the line of scrimmage. Drive them back to at least give my guys time. If the ball does get outside of me for it to bubble, give them more time to make up. Or if it comes in, you know, we're all inside. Everybody's inside of me. So that's where I want the ball to go.
I've asked you this question before. Your wingspan, pretty impressive. What is 7 feet?
It's about a little bit more than 7 feet, I would say. Yeah. I can reach from floor to door.
Okay, and how much of an advantage is that? How much of an advantage is that in setting the edge, keeping the blocks off you?
I would say it's huge, especially if I can get my arms locked out. A lot of guys don't have his arms as long as mine, and you know, it's hard for them to get their hands on me. And then from there, if I can get my hands on you, I can shed you. I can get you. I can get off the block and make a play. And for the most part, you know, put you in any position I want you in.
And positioning is key, as you said, with your feet and your hands. And you said something when we were talking earlier today about staying outside the ball. That's the key to setting the edge, right?
Correct.
Even if you just show yourself, right? And the guy's going to go another way.
Correct. You know, have your helmet, you know, outside of – have your helmet in my job responsibility, which is setting the edge outside. My helmet is the last helmet that should be out there. And so as long as my head is out there, and if I can see the running back look at my eyes from that position, more cases than none, he's going to know that I have the outside taken care of, and he's going to look for a cutback.
So we're talking about your play, and now I guess I have to expand it a little bit to the overall run defense. Not so good when you look at the stats for this team through only three games.
Yeah,
can you identify what's maybe not gone as well?
We just have a small couple bumps in the area. You know, a lot of some missed assignments, mental errors, and not being where we are supposed to be in the run game, not fitting up where we're supposed to be. And that's what we're doing this week, and that's what we're going to always continue to do, is correct our mistakes. And that's what we're doing. That's what we just got finished doing off the field whenever you got me the first time. And that's what we're going to continue to do, because the run game is always going to be there in every game. All the teams are going to always run.
And one thing, I guess, actually, I'll credit one of the other reporters, Jerry Sullivan, pointed out, I think, when we were asking you questions earlier, the Bills' defense average yards per rush, not so bad. I think 4.3 something. There is a high volume of rushing attempts that you're facing, which sort of inflates that number, right?
Yeah, well, as a defense, and especially just me myself personally, you know, I pride myself on being on the field and making the play. And it doesn't matter what circumstance we're in, what situation we're put in. As a defense as a whole, that's what we control. We control what's on the field. We control what the opposing offense does to us, or want to do to us. And so by us just being out there longer, we have to get off the field faster.
Well, and now you bring up the third down issue. Third downs defensively and offensively, but third downs defensively are a problem.
Correct. Yeah, we have to get off the field. We have to get off the field. We have to make a play. We have to find a way to get off the field. I was joking around with the guys when we go out there. You know, this is third down. I'm tired. Look, I don't want to be out there for like six more plays. Let's go ahead and just get this three and out so we can go to the sideline and sip some water and get ready.
Talking with linebacker Manny Lawson of the Buffalo Bills, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. I noticed it in the Jets game. Maybe it happened earlier in one of the earlier games, but in dime defenses now, they've got you in there and playing you off the line back there with Kiko, right?
Correct.
When did you start that?
I probably started it last week, the week before the Jets game.
Okay, Carolina.
Yeah. And so really it's just, you know, I'm familiar with it being in Cincinnati. We played off the ball linebacker. And now just in Coach Patton's defense, you know, we do a lot of moving around. So I line up off the ball. I line up on the ball. My job changes so much, and I mean radically too. It's not okay, he's on the ball, but he's still doing the same thing. No, it's completely different, and I love it.
Do they ask you to cover back there, or are you mostly a pass rusher when you're back there?
I'm actually both. Right. If I had to say, it's probably more so, you know, getting after quarterbacks and being, you know, a penetrating force than in coverage.
And do you like it back there? I mean,
really
it's a different look than you would get up on
it
the
is.
Line.
It's totally different, because now you have to read more, and you just can't get your hands on the guy and automatically know what's coming next. So it's a lot more reading to do, but it's equally as fun.
And it shows up. I mean, I was looking at snap counts. You got 75% of the snaps basically the last two games after like half the snaps the game before.
Correct.
Game.
Yes.
And you got to like that, being on the field.
I am on the field, and I get to run around and hit people again. So the more I get to do that, the happier I am.
Manny, look, I want to ask you a little bit about, you've got a very young team that you've joined here, and 100 games, you know, you've got experience, 8 years in the league. You look around that locker room, do you see any signs of doubt creeping in after a very tough loss against the Jets?
Maybe not doubt, but, you know, self-pity.
Really?
Like a whole lot of guys is like, you know, they beat themselves up so much because, especially the young guys, and I'm talking about rookies, maybe like second-year guys, you know, a play that may have happened last Sunday, you know, it's still on their mind. But they have to understand that, you know, that was last Sunday, okay? It happened. It sucks that it happened. You know, we all understand that, because it happened to all of us. What we have to do is we have to move forward and look forward. You know, understand what you did wrong. Now you know. Don't make the same mistake again. And that's what we have to do.
And you pointed out when we spoke earlier today, there's a long, long way to go this season.
That it is.
Three games down.
That
it
is. We've done three games. We still have one more. And then we have another, 12? Yeah, so we have a whole another 12 more games, and anything can happen. And so we have a lot of time to get exactly where we want to be at.
Ray Rice said today in Baltimore that he hopes to play, expects to return to the lineup. You've faced him before, obviously, when you were at the Bengals. Just tell us about him and what the plan is for Ray Rice.
He's a talented running back. I mean, he can do it all. You know, he can cut back. He can take the edge. He is not afraid to run downhill. You know, he'll catch the ball out of the backfield. I'm excited to play against him. You know, just to have another dynamic force on the team. You know, playing against the best. You know, you always want to be, he's going to be one of the greats.
Last question. Somebody said, I got to ask you this question. We were wondering about it in our office. What is Manny short for something? What's your real name?
It's funny. My first name is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel?
Emmanuel.
Okay.
Yeah. And so my sister and I, we grew up, and her name is Yolanda. And so we'll be outside, and we could never, when we were young, we could never say each other's full name. So she would always call me Man, and I will always call her Yo. And so we're outside playing, and this is the story that my dad will always say. You know, there's this guy, random guy, you know, just in our neighborhood. You know, he's walking down the street. And so my dad would stand outside, and he'll be like, Yo, Man, come inside. And the guy would look like he's talking to him. He's like, no, my kids.
That's a great story.
So, yeah, I mean, it just kind of just, you know, evolved into that, into Manny.
Thanks for coming by. It was a pleasure. Problem. Manny Lawson, Emmanuel, in the studio with us. The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio. This year, our friends at NOCO are celebrating their 80th anniversary. Family-owned, locally operated NOCO, your complete source of energy products for your home, including natural gas, electricity, heating oil, propane. NOCO also installs, maintains, and repairs heating and cooling equipment. If you're looking to manage your energy bills, NOCO Natural Gas and Electric offers more program options than the utility, and NOCO's market program allows customers to take full advantage of their tax, fee, and tariff savings that just aren't available through the utility. NOCO also offers a fixed energy price program for the budget-minded buyer, and that allows customers the ability to lock in a low rate for 12 months, regardless of the market. Visit them online at NOCO.com or call 833-NOCO. Learn more about what NOCO can do for you.
We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
The podcast tonight, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. You can always find the podcast at buffalobills.com/John Murphy Show. And some good features up there on this Wednesday, including, if it's not up yet, it will be shortly, Bills Roundup. Chris Brown and I with our take on the Buffalo Bills injuries today and what it means as they approach the Baltimore Ravens game. A video piece, Bills Roundup, that should be up very shortly. Speaking of video pieces, if you missed it, you do want to click on, and you should do it soon, Aaron Williams, Wired for Sound. We had a mic on Aaron Williams, the Bills' safety-turned-cornerback in Sunday's game against the New York Jets. You don't want to miss it. It's up there right now at buffalobills.com. Look in the video section. And also, up on the video section, interviews, press conferences today from Doug Marrone, from E.J. Manuel, Mario Williams, C.J. Spiller, and others. So check that out. It's all there at buffalobills.com. If you miss portions of our show, you can go to buffalobills.com/John Murphy Show. Hey, Bills fans. Want to tell you about a special event coming up, and it is coming up Friday, October 11th. You can join Bills players and their families in Niagara Falls, New York, for the 8th annual Believe event, B-I-L-L-I-E-V-E, to fight breast cancer. You can join Bills players and their families as they join ECMC in their battle against breast cancer. It's the Buffalo Bills Believe event, the 8th annual, and it's coming up Friday, October 11th. For more information, visit buffalobills.com/believe today, and you can get all the details you need. You don't want to miss it. It's always a special night up in Niagara Falls. Well, coming up tomorrow night, we're back live on the radio. We'll have the updates from the Bills' Thursday practice tomorrow. Corey Graham, Buffalo native, Baltimore Ravens defensive back, will be on the show with us tomorrow night. We're going to talk with Andy Major, one of the Bills' vice presidents for the fan engagement. He'll talk to us about what's going on at the stadium, what to look for this Sunday. You can phone in any comments or complaints or questions you might have for Andy Major about the stadium experience. And Thurman Thomas scheduled to make his regular weekly visit with us tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on the radio, so make sure you tune in for that. 7 to Thursday Night Football tomorrow night, 7 to about 8:30 on our flagship in Buffalo, WGR, and our Rochester flagship, Sports Radio 950 ESPN Radio. I want to thank our presenting sponsor, NOCO, family-owned, locally operated since 1933. Explore what NOCO can do for you at NOCO.com. Our producer, the maestro, Russ Burton, the Bills' director of broadcasting, Jeff Matthews. Radio show tomorrow, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, 7 p.m. from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.